Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So, week three of Sandy recovery is wrapping up. And between the mass power outages and freezing weather, Sandy has taught us many lessons about disaster preparedness. Our shortages made headlines. Many of you waited and waited for hours on gas lines. And electricity, of course, is still down in some of the hardest hit areas. Patients, in some cases, also in short supply. But we're going to open up the phones now with a question. Looking back, what did you do right this time around that you would keep in mind the next time a hurricane or post-tropical cyclone or other emergency is on the horizon? We want to know what you learned from Sandy. Specifically, we want to know what you did right. Tell us what worked. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We've been collecting these on Twitter and Facebook through the morning, too. You can tweet at Brian Lehrer or go to facebook.com/BrianLehrerWNYC or call us at 212-433-WNYC. The question is, because there will be a next time, what did you do that worked to prepare your home for Sandy that other people might learn from? 212-433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. Now to your calls on things you got right or lessons you learned about your own personal space from Sandy. Our lines are full at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we'll start with Joseph in Westchester. Hi, Joseph.
How are you?
Good. What'd you do?
I converted our portable gasoline-powered generator to natural gas.
How did you know? How did you know? Because the gasoline shortages were not something that most people anticipated.
Well, after the storm last year, what was that? That's when
Irene.
Yeah, that's it. I got tired of the idea of having to go out there and fill up the generator with gasoline, so I found a conversion kit for $200, and now my gasoline-powered generator will run on propane, natural gas, and gasoline.
Joseph, thank you very much. Nancy in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What'd you do right, or what'd you learn?
Well, it was a very smart thing that my husband did when we went out to re-up on batteries and flashlights. He bought us each one of the flashlights that goes on your head, the headlamp.
Uh-huh.
So we looked like coal miners. I thought it was the most ridiculous thing in the world, but 11 days in, it was the best thing because you're hands-free with a flashlight.
You know, L.L. Bean makes a baseball cap with a little headlight. It's tiny, but it works like a regular flashlight in the front of the brim. So there's a little tip for people to look a little less like a coal miner, but maybe accomplish the same goal. But Nancy, thank you very much. Donna in Mars Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi, Donna.
Brian, love your show.
Thank you. What'd you do?
Okay, so I definitely filled my car up with gas before, and we had gotten two generators for our house after the snowstorm last year, and so we made sure we had plenty of gas. I actually wound up having to drive to Pennsylvania at some point because we were without power for 10 days to get more gas, but certainly it got us through, you know, at least half of the time. And also, I had lots of, like, puzzles and crafty stuff for the kids to do because they were home for a week.
That must have drove you and them crazy.
It really wasn't so bad. You know, it was, I don't know, it was fun family time. And we also had my friends staying with us for about 10 days and their kids. So
right.
For the kids, I think it was more of a party than anything else.
But without the power, that's what really changes it, because they didn't have a lot of the usual toys and games and distractions or things to occupy them from you.
Absolutely. I mean, there was no TV, you know, so they really they played really, really nicely together, and they got creative, you know.
They'll never
let kids use their imagination, and they will.
They'll never forget it. That's for sure. Donna, yeah. Thank you very much. Some of the ones coming in on our Facebook feed. John wrote, "Have a working bike at hand." Christina learned to grind coffee prior to blackout. Haha. I did get a text from a friend at one point in Tribeca who said, "Most frustrating part: I only have coffee beans." Joshua wrote, "Fill up the bathtub and cook all the meat. Also, a cache of clean underwear and socks." And Deborah wrote, "Keep a sense of humor, perspective, and warm, fuzzy socks close at hand." Kelly in Somerset, hi, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I learned that it was a great idea to buy the kids presents ahead of time so that every day they had something to open and look forward to.
Nice. Hanukkah,
yeah,
so like, at Sandy.
Yeah,
eight little
was.
Presents
like
in 8 days. Huh?
And, you know, all kinds of things that they could do without the power.
Thank you very much. And Beth on the Lower East Side. Hi, Beth. What did you do?
Well, I as I said to your screener, we took it seriously this time, so which I don't think we do with Irene. So we filled up with bottled water, filled pots with water, and like one of your previous callers, we live on a high rise on the Lower East Side, but also had friends who were evacuees from Zone A in Carroll Garden, so there were six of us here. And we filled the bathtub with water, which is key in terms of the bathroom. So, I mean, I could go on and on in terms of things we did.
Yeah, but, you know, I think your first statement, I think, is the unifying thread so far. It's the people who took it seriously who can come out of this and say, yeah, I did something right that I can learn from or others learn from. And whether it's one of the things that the officials were suggesting that we do or something that people came up with their own creativity, first you had to take it seriously.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Beth, thank you very much. Let's see some more from our Facebook feed. Patricia wrote, a completely filled up bathtub, this keeps coming up, is a lifesaver. Hand crank radios and flashlights are a godsend. Kristen wrote, I will always have a carton of milk boxes, don't need refrigeration, and candles, handy. Ryoko wrote, a small radio that I bought after Irene made a big difference in my state of mind during Sandy, and we're glad that so many people were able to use, of course, information that we and other radio stations were putting out at that time. Of course, you don't really need the hand crank radio if you have a battery-operated radio and enough batteries to last through whatever time period you think the emergency will last. If you think you might have lack of access to batteries at some point, then the hand crank is always a good backup. But, you know, just battery-operated radios that don't need electricity are so simple to have on hand. Joel in Jersey City, you're on the air. Hi, Joel. What'd you do right?
I resisted the advertisers, triple play from the various cable companies and Verizon's, and I stayed with my old copper line telephone service. And during the 5 days I had no electricity, I still had a dial tone.
The copper line telephone service. I wonder how many people even know this anymore, that it is possible to have a phone that if it's coming from the phone company and not from the cable company, it's a phone that does not run on electricity. Now, most people's phones themselves run on electricity, so even if you have that phone service, you can get tripped up in a blackout if your phone has, you know, a voicemail machine attached to it or whatever. So many phones are electric and you plug them in these days, but you can have an old-fashioned phone that just plugs into the phone jack and that doesn't go out when the electricity goes out, and you have that.
And even and I have that, and even if for those homes that gave up landlines and just stuck to cell phone service, even if you had a fully charged cell phone, there were no towers.
Right. Right, or so many people were trying to get through at once that it was difficult to use your cell phone. Of course, the phone lines can go down, too, as well as power lines, but it doesn't seem to happen as much. Ted in Nassau County. Hi, Ted. What'd you do?
Oh, hi. A great program. Oh, well, I learned that don't discard your old camping equipment. I have an old Coleman stove in my garage I didn't use for 20, 25 years, and it's still functional. I made my breakfast, lunch and dinner on it, and I also have a grill, and I have a kerosene Coleman lantern that I didn't use for years and years and years, and I broke that out, but I only burnt that outside because, you know, the fumes could be toxic, you know.
Right.
So That was my lesson. Keep your old camping equipment.
Thanks a lot. Elaine wrote on our Facebook page, order two more L.L. Bean. That's two shout-outs for L.L. Bean in the course of the segment. LED mini lanterns, L.L. Bean LED mini lanterns, because they gave enough light to read by. Ordering a generator. Next time there is warning. Freeze lots of containers of water to stuff in around the things in the freezer. And batteries, batteries, batteries. So since I didn't read that well, I'll read it again. Ordering a generator. Next time there is a warning, freeze lots of containers of water to stuff in around the things in the freezer. And batteries, batteries, batteries. Jane, in Fanwood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jane.
Yes, hi, Brian. I inadvertently was prepared because about 18 months ago, I started couponing, and I started collecting products, like backup products of paper towels and toilet paper and batteries and food and all of that.
Uh-huh.
With my savings, I became a sustaining member of WNYC.
Thank you.
And then as a result, the bonus was when the hurricane came, I had all of these products and didn't need to run off to the grocery store or anything like that. And I listened to WNYC on my transistor radio, which really got me through. So thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm really glad. And so, in other words, the lesson is become a hoarder.
Yes, but I did it minimally. I don't fill up rooms with things, but
right.
I had backup supplies.
Right, with coupons. And that's the smart shopper always stocks up when they have the coupon. And the first question when you go into the supermarket, Jane, correct me if I'm wrong, the first question when you go into the supermarket with the coupon is there a limit on how many I'm allowed to buy?
Yes, there is. Four coupons.
Okay. Oh, four coupons. I mean a limit to the number of the item that's specified in the coupon. But anyway, never mind. I guess you have to ask both questions. Tara in Somerset, you're on the air. Hi, Tara.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you do?
Well, you were just mentioning about how people said to freeze lots of things of water, but instead what I did was I froze things that we could use. So I'd freeze jugs of food, and especially I bought lots of gallons of milk because we have one of those big chest freezers. So I froze my milk, which is totally fine when you when it thaws out. So as that slowly thawed out, we could drink it as we needed it, but it would also help keep things cold.
You can do that. You can freeze milk.
Yeah. Well, we drink skim milk, so I'm not sure if it gets more fat content, but I believe it's okay as well. It's just the only thing you have to watch out for is, when things expand as they freeze, so they would sort of kind of ooze out a little bit around the jug, but it was no big deal. I would just clean it off with a sponge, and it was fine.
Thank you very much. Margarita in Randolph. You're on WNYC. Hi, Margarita. What'd you do?
Oh, we got a whole house generator before the storm, just installed. And the good thing about it is that we have natural gas, and it was connected to the natural gas, so we didn't have to fill it with gas, and it worked perfect.
Thank you very much. Laura in Westchester. Hi, Laura. What'd you do?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Brian. Yes, my son Daniel Stevens, who works for FEMA, told me a lot of things to do. By the way, there is a booklet that comes out that you can have. But what I did is I lowered my temperature in the freezer and refrigerator to the maximum low and didn't open it. And after 4.5 days without electricity, when I opened the freezer, the food was still frozen. Most of the meat was still frozen.
That's good. That's good. By the way, Laura, Judith wrote on her Facebook page, LED lantern, candles are lovely but not that bright and can be dangerous. Susan added, all details aside, I had to constantly remind myself to breathe and remain calm. Whenever I let the panic hit me, the simplest tasks like packing became major incidents. And finally, Anthony wrote, sell house, move to higher ground. So hopefully you don't have to do that, Laura. Oh, and Phyllis added, don't live near water. So there's your advice, folks. Don't live near water before the next high water mark hits. Anyway, thanks for all your tips. Thanks for all your calls. Have a great weekend. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.